Hey, there's one over there! What are you doing? Get your nets out! Your nets!
Oh, come on, these damn gargoyles aren't going to get caught!
Were you told to give up? Brandon's been at this as long as you, and he hasn't complained.
That's because one of the gargoyles tripped him. He's lying by one of the chimneys with a concussion.
I know it's not easy, but we got... Sawyer, watch out!
Cord couldn't do much more than watch as the ugly gray gargoyles ran nimbly back and forth across the uneven slates, dodging the chasing guards with contemptuous ease. The guards ran doggedly on in pursuit, brandishing their nets. The full moon shed its light across the hills and valleys of the massive roof as though it was having trouble believing what it was seeing. Catriona Taggart pulled herself up through the open trapdoor and out onto the roof. She shivered just once at the cold wind, glared disgustedly around her, and then shook her head. She clambered unsteadily across the uneven roof, heading for Daemon Cord. At any other time, she might have stopped to admire the view. Castle Midnight's roof was an architect's nightmare of tiles, slates, and chimneys, rising here and there into peaks and gables for no apparent reason, and peppered with pipes and protrusions and anything else the castle's designers had felt might be a good idea at the time. Under a full moon, it all looked very picturesque. It was also a hell of a roof to have to chase anything over, particularly gargoyles. The nasty creatures were short and stocky, with lots of teeth and claws, and a set of stubby bat wings that luckily weren't strong enough to let the gargoyles do more than glide a few feet at a time. They were definitely dangerous and vicious by temperament, but as yet hadn't managed to inflict any real injuries on the chasing guards. Probably because the damn things were laughing too hard. They'd never had such a good time.
Hey! There's a gargoyle coming in behind you!
That is it! I've had it with these things! I don't care if the king himself rises from his grave and orders us to put these things back. I am done! Steward, you know more about this unreal stuff than I do. Can't we just shoot the damn things and be done with it?
We could, but the regent himself wants them all in one piece. We believe that if the unreal outbreaks pass, the gargoyles will just go back to being statues again.
Stuff that! We should be downstairs guarding people or establishing defensive areas, not up here chasing down haunted decorations.
As I believe Cord said, we're here to follow orders. My orders come directly from the regent himself, and then down to Cord, and finally to you. If you don't do the job, then I get in trouble, and I'd rather that didn't happen.
And I'd rather not break a leg because of these overgrown geckos. We're in danger of getting hurt here, steward.
And you're certainly in danger of getting hurt if you don't get back to work. Tell me, do you like your arms where they are? Because there's lots of other places I could move them.
I'll just get right back to work, then.
Glad to hear it.
Taggart walked over to Cord, who raised an eyebrow.
You wouldn't actually transmogrify one of your own men, would you?
Goodness no, I'd rather save my energy.
He's right, you know. They are stupid orders.
They certainly are. The region's well known for being very careful with the ducat.
I wish you were more careful with our own men.
I agree. But I doubt it's just the one man who's annoyed. We'd better catch one soon, or we're going to have a mutiny on our hands.
Taggart watched, wincing, as a guard slowly closed the gap between himself and a fleeing gargoyle. The creature was flailing, but controlled, carefully keeping his speed down to the point where the guard still thought he had a chance of catching the thing. Of course, the moment the guard got too close, the gargoyle just put on a burst of speed and vanished into the shadows. The guard skidded to a halt, looked frantically around him, and then threw down his butterfly net and jumped up and down on it. Two guards tried to jump a running gargoyle from different sides. The creature stopped dead in its tracks at just the right moment, and the two guards slammed into each other. The gargoyle who caused the collision flew around, wild with glee. Daemon Cord leaned out from his chimney stack, mallet in hand.
Cord!
What? I just beamed it. It's not dead. Come on now, tie him up. What? We got one.
That's exactly my point. You've been up here for over 2 hours, and all you've got to show for it is one gargoyle. The other 49 are still charging around the roof and peeing in the gutters. And I hate to think what they've been doing down the chimneys, but the smell in the kitchens is appalling. How many men have you got up here, Daemon?
Well, I've got 32.
32 men, and it's taken you 2 hours to catch one gargoyle. I should have come up here with you. Whose bright idea was the butterfly nets?
Mine. We tried roping them at first, but that didn't work out too well.
I just know I'm going to regret asking this, but why?
Well, every time a guard lassoed one, the gargoyle just kept on running and dragged the guard after him. They're a lot heavier than they look, those gargoyles. We lost 8 men to injuries that way.
Damon.
Well, then we tried tripwires, but the gargoyles have better night vision than we do. And in the excitement of the chase, we kept forgetting where the wires were. And we lost 10 men to injuries that way.
All right. Call the men in. I've got an idea.
Hey, all of you, get over here!
The guards came back to regroup. All of them were breathing hard, and some of them were limping. The gargoyles gathered together in little groups and waited eagerly to see what new game the guards were going to come up with.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up traps. Pick some chimneys set close together, then set your nets across them.
Like a spider web.
Yes,
like a spider web. Remind me to give you a medal. You're the first one here to show some brains. We're going to secure them lightly, barely enough to keep them held up.
And then what?
Henry, well, Cord will show you. Get to work, everybody. Cord, you're going to chase a gargoyle into these traps. As soon as it hits the net, it'll detach and the damned thing will be too twisted up to get away. Sound good?
Can I use my mallet?
You can use a chamber pot if you think it'll help.
I'll stick with my mallet.
Cord looked happily about him. The men had set up their traps, and the gargoyles looked interested. He set off at a run toward the nearest pack, who scattered hastily before him. Cord might be heavy on his feet, but he could build up quite a bit of speed when he put his mind to it, if only through sheer momentum. The gargoyles took off in different directions, but Cord chose one and kept stubbornly after it. For a while, everyone else just stopped where they were and watched as Cord grimly pursued the gargoyle across the uneven roof with his mallet poised and ready to strike. The gargoyle kept just a few feet ahead of him, ducking, dodging, and plunging back and forth, and generally having too good a time tormenting Cord to realize it was being gradually herded toward the hidden nets. Finally, it ran full pelt between two chimneys.
And that's how you do it, men! Now that you've seen Cord do it, do it yourself 48 more times. Now get to it!
Two of the guards dragged the trapped gargoyle away, and the others set about making more traps with the remaining nets. Cord leaned against a chimney stack and had a quiet wheeze. Taggart nodded, satisfied. Maybe now she could get back to some real work. She frowned suddenly and turned to Cord.
I thought Mother Donna was supposed to be up here with you. What happened to her?
She was called away. Some sort of emergency in the West Wing.
The West Wing? Last I heard, the place was perfectly quiet, as always. Captain Doyle, what's wrong?
You better come back down, Kate. All hell's broken loose in the West Wing.
What is it? A manifestation? A poltergeist? What?
Doyle swallowed hard. All his usual swagger and bravado were gone, and his face was deathly pale.
You're going to have to see it for yourself, Kate. It's bad. Very bad.
All right. Think your men can handle this without us?
If they can't, there'll be no help in the West Wing.
Right. Let's go!